Good morning. It's May 7th, and this is your daily brief in crypto. Here's everything you need to know. In a landscape where digital currency is constantly evolving, Bitcoin's recent surge to over $65,000 is turning heads, especially as it inches closer to the $70,000 mark. This notable rise in value is just one facet of the broader crypto market's momentum, with venture capital funding in the sector surpassing $1 billion for two consecutive months, signaling robust investor confidence. Large investors, often referred to as Bitcoin whales, have been significantly increasing their holdings. In April alone, they purchased 19,760 BTC for $1.2 billion at an average price of $62,500. Since the start of 2024, these whales have accumulated an additional 266,000 BTC, valued at a staggering $17.3 billion. This aggressive acquisition underscores the growing institutional interest in cryptocurrency, further evidenced by pension funds exploring investments in Bitcoin ETFs. Amidst this bullish activity, investment research firm Bernstein has doubled down on their prediction that Bitcoin could hit $150,000 in the current bull cycle. Despite experiencing volatility, with prices fluctuating between $73,000 and $57,000, Bitcoin's fundamentals remain strong. The recent approval of spot Bitcoin ETFs and the network's fourth halving are seen as positive indicators for Bitcoin's future. Moreover, the Bitcoin network celebrated a major milestone with its 1 billionth transaction, reaffirming its pivotal role in the digital currency space. However, not all developments have been met with enthusiasm. The launch of spot Bitcoin ETFs in Hong Kong, for instance, has seen a lukewarm response, managing only $262 million in assets under management and modest inflows in its first week. Factors such as restrictive investor qualifications and high management fees have made these ETFs less appealing to institutional investors with a long-term outlook on the crypto market. The regulatory landscape in China presents its own set of challenges, with a firm ban on crypto trading and mining for mainland citizens. Yet, the potential for mainland investors to access Hong Kong-listed Bitcoin ETFs through the Stock Connect program offers a glimmer of hope. As China grapples with challenges in its domestic real estate and equities markets, Bitcoin ETFs could provide a strategic avenue for diversification. Nevertheless, the future of cryptocurrency trading in China remains fraught with uncertainty, as regulatory and geopolitical considerations continue to shape the landscape. In a move that underscores the ongoing tension between the crypto industry and regulatory authorities, the SEC has issued Wells notices to several key players, including Robinhood's crypto division. This development signals a potential escalation in enforcement actions for securities violations within the crypto space. Robinhood, known for democratizing stock trading, has found itself in the regulatory spotlight. Despite its efforts to comply with SEC regulations and attempts to register with the agency, Robinhood now faces the possibility of a lawsuit over its crypto operations. The heart of the matter lies in the debate over whether crypto assets are considered securities, a topic that has divided industry players and regulators in the United States. The SEC's scrutiny of Robinhood and other crypto entities is not isolated. It's part of a broader pattern of legal actions against the crypto industry, highlighting the SEC chair's active pursuit of regulatory compliance. This aggressive stance has led to at least one lawsuit per month against crypto companies since last November. Despite these challenges, the crypto market continues to attract investor interest, with ventures like Kangamoon reaching significant funding milestones. Interestingly, Robinhood stock has shown resilience amidst these regulatory challenges. experiencing a 43.88% increase since the beginning of the year, and a 1% rise in morning trading ahead of its quarterly results. This trend suggests that, despite regulatory headwinds, there remains a positive outlook on Robinhood's income prospects and its role in the evolving crypto landscape. In a bold move aiming to reshape the landscape of cryptocurrency, Coinbase Global has unveiled a new platform designed to usher an estimated 1 billion people into the crypto markets. This initiative not only highlights the company's ambition, but also underscores the potential ripple effects on specific cryptocurrencies, notably Solana and various meme coins. Coinbase Global, a key player in the cryptocurrency ecosystem, facilitates the conversion of dollars into digital tokens. Its latest platform is streamlined for holding and utilizing coins, setting the stage for significant market shifts. For investors, this represents a unique opportunity, particularly for those interested in Solana and meme coins. The platform's design mandates the use of Solana's native token for meme coin trading, suggesting a strategic avenue for growth by holding Solana over the long term. The advice for investors is clear. Focus on proven winners within the meme coin space, steer clear of high-risk bets, and ensure a diversified portfolio before venturing into Solana or meme coins. This approach aims at capturing anticipated growth while minimizing exposure to volatility. Despite the buzz around Coinbase Global's latest venture, it's noteworthy that as of May 3, 2024, the company did not make the cut into the Motley Fool Stock Advisor's top 10 recommended stocks. This list is reserved for picks expected to generate substantial returns, indicating a cautious stance on Coinbase Global's immediate investment potential. In disclosures, author Alex Karkides' Investment in Cryptocurrencies, Including Bitcoin and Solana, alongside the Motley Fool's endorsement of Bitcoin, Coinbase Global, Ethereum, and Solana, reflects a belief in the sector's potential. However, these positions and recommendations serve as a reminder of the diverse opinions and strategies within the investment community, emphasizing the importance of due diligence and strategic planning in the volatile world of cryptocurrency. In a world where digital innovation is reshaping how we think about finance, developing countries are leading the charge in adopting Web3 payments, marking a pivotal shift in global financial transactions. These nations are harnessing the power of Web3 technologies to revolutionize money transfers, enhance financial inclusion, and reduce dependency on traditional banking intermediaries. This transformation is driven by a mix of economic challenges, regulatory changes, and grassroots initiatives, with cryptocurrencies playing a central role in regions plagued by currency instability and concerns over financial freedom. The evolving regulatory landscape in these countries is increasingly supportive of Web3 innovations, laying the groundwork for a more formalized and innovation-friendly environment. This shift towards Web3 payments is not just about technology adoption. It's about reimagining the future of finance from the ground up. Grassroots movements and entrepreneurial endeavors are crucial in this transition, highlighting the significant role of community-driven efforts in the global adoption of Web3 payments. With 40% of the world's population residing in lower middle income countries, their move towards Web3 payments is not just significant, it's transformative, setting a new benchmark for financial transactions worldwide. As these countries embrace Web3 technologies, they are not only bridging the digital divide, but also pioneering the next wave of financial innovation, proving that the future of finance may very well be written in the developing world. In the dynamic world of cryptocurrencies, Solana, SOL, is making headlines with its impressive market performance, signaling a promising trend for the network and its investors. This surge not only showcases the growing investor confidence in Solana, but also highlights its potential to reshape the landscape of digital currencies. Solana has seen a notable 5% increase in its trading value, reaching $154 and marking a 12% gain for the week. This upward trajectory is further underscored by a new record set by the network, deploying 14,648 new tokens in a single day via the SPL standard. The rise of tokens like JUP and WIF has been instrumental in this performance, contributing to Solana's standout position in the cryptocurrency market. What sets Solana apart is its ability to outpace giants like Bitcoin and Ethereum, indicating a robust and promising market trend for the network. This growth is not just numbers. It's a testament to Solana's technological advancements and its appeal to both developers and investors. Meanwhile, Retic Finance, R-E-T-I-K, is emerging as a potential disruptor in the financial industry. With its innovative DeFi solutions, Retic Finance is focusing on innovation, community engagement, and the delivery of tangible value. This approach positions Retic Finance as a noteworthy player to watch in the evolving DeFi landscape. As the cryptocurrency market continues to offer high risk and high reward opportunities, investors are reminded of the importance of conducting thorough research and seeking expert advice before making any investment decisions. The rise of Solana and the emergence of Retic Finance underscore the dynamic and ever-changing nature of the cryptocurrency market, promising exciting developments for those engaged in this digital financial frontier. This has been your daily brief in crypto. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.